is often discussed in the Rambam is that there seems to be various inconsistencies between the Rambam's description of tshuva and the Rambam's description of vidui. So Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis is Umahi Yatshuva. Who she yazer v'choy tichete v'yishuvi machshavoysa v'yigma v'livoy shal yasei wod. She nemer yazer v'rosh adarkoi v'chein yisnachem al sha'or she nemer ki achra v'yishuvi nichamti v'yod olav yudei talumi shal yoshuv l'zeh achet l'oilam she nemer v'lei nomer ol elokeinu l'masi yideinu eloheinu l'masi yideinu v'tzorach l'izvados v'sfasa v'lom ben yonis elu shagomar v'livoy. So what's tshuva? So we always were, ever since we were in Yeshiva Tana, tshuva we know is three parts. We know tshuva is hakaras hachet, tshuva is harbata, and azivas, and kabbalah liyosad lover. The three parts of tshuva. When the Rambam defines umayya tshuva, so the Rambam says, sheyazov hachet hachotei chet o, he has to leave his chet, azivas hachet, he has to have harbata yisnachem al shavar, and he has to have a kabbalah la'osad lovay, shezach la'ola shelo yoshev lezach chayt la'olam. We go back to Perek Aleph, and then the Rambam writes at the end v'tzorach lisvados, and he has to express these ideas b'feh. So tshuva vidui, tshuva is the ma'isa, vidui is the din of expressing it b'feh. I'm sure over the years you've discussed many times exactly what is the nature of the mitzvah of tshuva. Let's not, as we've discussed in previous times, the Rav's Mahalach and the Avodas HaMelech and the Menachas Chinuch, let's focus on this Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph that kishiyase tshuva v'yoshuv mechetoy chayiv lizvadis. Rambam writes, when a person does tshuva, and that lashon of kishe yasa tshuva yoshu mecheta gives rise to the discussion of what is she to say Rambam? Is there a chiv to do tshuva? Is a tshuva an opportunity, and is a specific way of carrying it out? Right, then I'm sure we've discussed. So now the Rambam writes kishe yasa tshuva v'yoshu mecheta. When a person does the bits of tshuva, chayiv lizvadis. That he explained in Perek Beis. Right, they're going backwards in Aleph now. And why is that? Because the Torah says, "Vesvadus chatos v'shirasa." Vidui zem mitzvah asay. Right, vidui mitzvah asay. In fact, the Rambam in Akdama wrote mitzvah asay achas, v'hu sheyeshuv achotei mechetor lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. Right, this adds to the inquiry in the Rambam. Why he says of here she yoshev achote, not kishe yoshev achote. But Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, vidui zeh. What's vidui? It's a mitzvah say, case of mitzvah. So this is what we learn in Yeshiva Ketana. Omar on Hashem chotosi avisi pashati lefanecho basisi kach vekach. That is hakara sechem. Hari nichamti uvoishi v'masai. And I regret it. Right? That is Chayrata. Ula oilam eini choyzer, that's Kabbalah yosad lavay. Vizel ikore shul vidoy, these are the essentials. Hola marvelis vadeis, umarach minyan zer, reza meshuvach, and this is one of the mitzvahs of our kol amar, reza meshuvach, like Sibit Yisman Tzirayim. And the Rambam then says, balich atois, when they would bring their korbanos, Ein miskaper, achiyasu teshuva v'yisvadu vidui devarim. They have to do tshuva and vidui. Okay, so now the Rambam in Perek Beis described as the essentials of tshuva and said you have to be misvadu befeh. The Rambam Perek Aleph said the case of vidui. L'chayra, they should line up perfectly, right? Because in Perek Beis, when the Rambam says, he says, "Mahi etshuva, v'tzarach l'svadis b'svosav, mashigomer b'liboy." So tshuva is b'machshava, b'ficha u'milvavcha l'asoysoy, and And vidoy is the itzos machshava b'fit. B'ficha u'bilvavcha. Bilvavcha is the ma'isa tshuva, and b'ficha is the vidoy b'svasav. Okay? Using ma'isa tshuva in a loose fashion. Good? So now, if I have a split screen, we would compare both, and they don't line up so well. Okay? So let's see. The most famous discrepancy, the one that has been already noted, including the time of the Rishonim, is that the order is not the same. In other words, there are three parts, the Chara. Rambam, very clearly in Perek Aleph, was that the three parts are Chotosi, Avisi, Ufashati, Lefanecha, Hakoras Achei, Nichamti, Uboishti, Charota, and Kaboli, Yosulavai, Eni Choyzi, Ladavrezeh. So Hakora, Charota, and Kaboli, Yosulavai. Look at the Seder Advarim in Shuv itself. So it's Sheyaze v'choyte chete v'yisrim ha'shavte v'yigmor b'libo shelo yasu od. So the Kabbali Yosef seems to be first, and then the Charbot is after it. V'chein yisnochim al sha'avar. Sh'nemar ki acher v'yishuv v'nichamte. I have Charbota after I've done. And then the Rambam returns to tell us how far is the Aziva Sachet, how far is the Kabbalah, Shelo Yoshev Lezeh Achet Le'olam. But he said, V'yigmar B'liba Shelo Yasa. Rabbeinu Yonah already notices this discrepancy. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the chiluk is between whether a person is a recurring offender or a one-time deal. If a person is a recurring offender, so then that the person is a one-time deal, so then that's the first perek. That's the Rambam says that the first one has charota and then kaboli yosod lovay. But if a person is a recurring offender, so then the charota itself is not worthy until one does the actual kaboli yosod lovay. So the first one has to be mekabel. All right, so that is a classic malach. It is, it's a read of Bina Yoyna, so that's the end of the story. But when you look at the Rambam, there's nothing which indicates in the Rambam that that there is a difference, that the two are necessarily referring to different situations. There is, one could support the Rabbeinu Yoyna, because the Lashon in Perek Aleph is an Omar Odom Alachas Mehen. But Flavdavka, that could mean one chait several times. Okay, so that's one Ha'ora. Right now, let's look at some other discrepancies. All right? So the Vidui Devarim in Perek Aleph begins with Ono Hashem, Chotosi Avisi Pashati Lefanecha, V'yasisi Kach V'kach. V'harei Nichamti Uvoishti V'masai. Look at Perek Beis, Shuv itself, Yisnechaim Al Sha'obar. There's no element, there's no busha. Maya Shuva Shiyazai, the Yigma believer Shiyazai, the Yisnachim Al Sha'obar. There's no busha. Doesn't say Yisnachim be Yivush Al Sha'obar. So why is busha mentioned in the Vidui if it's not an important or not mentioned machlal in the Maisa Shuva? What else is does not entirely line up? One is we have the Seder Advarim doesn't line up. Element of Busha. What else? It's a bit of a split screen. Sheyazev achoyt echetay. V'yasirui machshavtay. Where is that represented in Vidui? Hasorim achshava. Rav used to point out in the Alatshuva, it's the very first entry in Alatshuva, the first essay. I don't know if it was I don't think it's organized chronologically. The Rav pointed out that that we know that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if a chosen says to the Kala, Hareyat Mekudesh Zamanos Shani Tzadik, so then that's a Sufi Kiddushin, even though he might be Baal Aveira. The Gemara says, because maybe he was Mehar Her B'tshuva. So here, Huri Tshuva alone, that already is a form of Tshuva, which is evident from this Rambam. Here, Tshuva works. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that if a person is a gambler, and as a result, he cannot be Meyed, so he only becomes kosher once he breaks his die, when he breaks his gambling tools. So the Rav said, so why is it that tshuva to become tshuva works? Amenashani tzaddik, hiburei tshuva. And in order to be considered an aid, you have to, what the Rav called, you have to get involved in the darchei tshuva. The Rav talks about darchei tshuva. One has to actually distance oneself from the chait. One has to put oneself in a different place, so to speak, make it harder, make it all like a suyag around the chait. The Rav explained that one was that hirurei tshuva achieved kapara. And restoring oneself to actually be an eid kosher is tara. Removing oneself from the chait. However, That would be a little bit tough to shove into the Yisurim Achshavtoi, even though it does sound like it could fit, because the Rambam writes v'tzorech l'svadis b'svasov, and the Rambam Perek Aleph said that after I do my tshuva v'vida, I'm ready for kapara. So the Yisurim Achshavtoi seems to be a part of kapara, not the next step of something more than that for Tara. So where does the Yisurim Achshavtoi come up in the Vidui? Yaakov, go ahead.
Is it Yisurim Achshavtoi to move on and like forget about the fact that he did the Avira and stop thinking about it, or is it to remove oneself from the mindset which led to the Avira?
So, and I don't have much more to offer than the text over here. So your interpretation is what is mine. The Yisurim Achshavtoi. My understanding would be, I'll show you why in a moment. Well, I'll show you why now. My understanding of Shemotah means that a person actually tries to figure out how he came to do this chait and unravel some of the thinking that brought that about. Why do I say that? Because one of the difficulties in the Rambam's vidui is chotosi avisi pashati. The Minchas Chinuch says it's either chotosi or avisi or pashati. It's not all three. And one is b'shoyeg, one is b'meizid, and one is b'ha'oza. So how can a person say chotosi avisi pashati? So Minchas Chinuch says it's one of the three. You don't say all three. You figure out, am I doing a tshuva for b'shoyeg, say chatosi. Right? If I'm doing a tshuva for something that did b'merit, I'd say avisi. The Minchas Chinuch says that this is not the mashmos of the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say on Hashem, oimer, oi chatosi, oi avisi, oi pashati. It sounds like, does the Rambam could have been more clear to say mi shechotu v'shoyge yomer chatosi, whatever, or on Hashem chatosi the end say v'med v'mamurim ki shechotu v'shoyge. So the Minchas Chinuch says the mashmos of the Rambam is that one says all three each time. That is our practice, right? That's what we say in right, Kaper no slach no machalna. We say through all the alchets, each one is for a shayin bezid. So the Gemara says, but that could be because we said menechatom said, but on any individual vidui, do we say chotosi the superchat? The menchaschina says he does things. So he says the pasha of the Rambam is against him. The pasha of the Rambam is that it should be, you should say all of them each time. However, he says, but doesn't his afopi shein mashma kein bolshoinai? Because it says over ha'odem al achas mehen bein b'zovish goga. This is what you say. Then he says, be called mokem al kurchenu tzorch loymerkein. It's only in chesed. Even though the Rambam is not mash, but you have to say the same svar klal. How could you say chatos v'bisi pashat? So any is daiti. One could suggest in the Rambam the following suggestion based on, it's either a Talmud of the Gra or the Talmud of the quoting the Bnei Goyim. It's the Tzlus of the Rambam. In the Al-Chaitz, so the Tzlus of the Rambam says, it says in the Pirush is called the Pnei Aryeh. It's Pnei Aryeh is published in one of the Siduri Agra. I think it's in the Tzlus, I'm not sure, but it's the Pnei Aryeh. So we're going to say in Yom Kippur, Al Chet Shechotosi Bo Oynes Uberotze, right? The first one. What is Pshat Bo Oynes Uberotze? So usually, I guess we assume it's Oy Bo Oynes Uberotze. But it's also difficult. Why are we doing Vidui on a Chet that we did Bo Oynes? There are numerous suggestions. One suggestion is that we're doing vidui if we were over in Yehergal Yavar. So we were supposed to respond, but mitachas oines, if we responded incorrectly. One suggestion is that I'm doing vidui in a situation where I brought myself to an oines. I don't know, Erev Shabbos, it was the sun was setting, I was driving in a place where it would be very dangerous to get it stopped and pull out of the car. So I keep on driving, I'm bonus. But maybe I could have planned better not to be bonus. So if I brought myself to it, one shot is that b'derech she'odem meis lecht melichin oisei. So if a person has enough zechuyas, he Kadosh Baruch Hu would have made sure not to bring him to an oinus. But the Pnei Aryeh says that I don't know if it is. It's certainly from the base of Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if it's exactly the Vilna Gaon Vart or Talmud. I don't know. But he says in every chait, there is an element of every chait has an element of oynes, an element of pshiyah. Every chait has an element of shoyge, an element of mezer. Moshul madove doime would be that if a person is b'shoyge, why is he b'shoyge? He didn't know Shabbos. He thought that shkiyah was at 7 o'clock. He didn't know that this week it was 6:50. Right, so he's racing in for the 18 minutes and he's beyond the 18 minutes. So he's b'shoygen, he didn't know Shabbos. It's a classic shoygen, he was korban chatos. But there is an element of mezid because if it was a train schedule, he would have double checked. He wouldn't have said, well, last time I checked. He would have made sure to check that day. So it's a mice of a shoygen. But there is an element of mezid. There is an element of shia. Meidach, a person can decide he's going to machal Shabbos And I don't know what he does. He does Berber, whatever he does. It is amazing. But when he thinks about it, there's the zilzul of Shabbos was something that he came to that came because his upbringing didn't give that kind of chashivas, the prati halacha. So he went to yeshiva. He knows Hilchos Shabbos. He knows that this thing is usur. But, and it's amazing. And Al Pi Din is amazing. But how did he come to do amazing? It's because deep down in his chinuch, the priorities were messed up a little bit. So there's a shogging element to it. So the Pnei Aryeh says, Beis HaMedrash of the Goyim says, that's Pratana, but oynes uberotze. There are many averis that combine oynes and rotze. But hayotze mizeh is that the Pnei Aryeh says part of the vidui is a person chaps. He did his research, he did his introspection. If he says oynes uberotze, that means he did his introspection to know that there are elements within this chait that have shayig elements and elements and amazing elements. So that could be pshat in chotosi yavisi pshati. If that's correct, then that's the answer to Yaakov's question. Because then the parallel in the maisa tshuva is v'yasumi machshavtoi. Sheyazav achoytei v'chetoi. What's the yesumi machshavta? You know, the pashtus is you make a getter a suyag. The pashtus is I figure out why it was a thing that I would never want to do again. The lobster doesn't taste so good, anyways. You know, yesumi machshavta. I bring images in front of me that create bad and distasteful images. Could be. But l'chayro, the suggestion of having based on this ha'orah from the base mention of the Goyim and the Aryeh is that now it matches very nicely. Where is the v'yesumi machshavtoi? What is v'yesumi machshavtoi? Well, that could be the representation of chotos v'yesumi pushati. How am I basing machshavtei? I can only be basing machshavtei if I introspect and I figure out, you know, why I made this mistake. And I sometimes the guy will make a mistake because his watch stopped. Right? Okay. And the first time his watch stopped. Sometimes I make a mistake because when he introspects, there's a story about one of the Rashim in the mirror. I think before Moshe, I figured there was a Talmud in the mirror that had trouble coming to Minyan on time. Okay, Kachava. He met with the Mashkiach and discussed it, but it wasn't successful. The last day of Ben Azmanim, no, last day before Ben Azmanim, he was supposed to fly out and he missed the flight. Also slept a little bit. So when he came to the Beis Medrash, all upset that he has to figure this out now. How's he going to make the book again? And so the Rosh Hashiva saw that he was upset and figured and asked what was going on. He told him, he says, Gavaldik. He says, it's great. Because if you would have made the plane on time, we'd be in a kitrug against all the times it came late for Minyan. But now that you couldn't make the plane in time, so then Baruch Hashem is a Sanegar against all times you miss Minyan. So that's the Yeshua Machshavte means that a person digs deep and unravels, the common term now is unpacks, what led up to this particular Misrashlus. So that's chotosi avisi pushate. I chap that there's different elements in any ma'isaver. That's what I would suggest. So this also gives us a mafteyach into how I think we can understand the difference between Perek Beis and Perek Aleph. Again, Perek Beis and Perek Aleph. Difference number one is Bush is not mentioned. Number two is that Yigmar Beliboy Shulayaseyo is before Charata, whereas in Vidui Charata comes first. Right, and then the Seder, and right. So I would suggest the following. The one major difference between Lani's Daita that you see between the Maya Tshuva and the Vidui of Perek Aleph is that the Vidui of Perek Aleph is addressing the Rabbono Shel Olam, and the tshuva is the tshuva that a person does. Beinu lebein atzma, v'yashiv machshavta. It doesn't say v'yashiv machshav lifnei akel. The Rambam writes in Mitzvah Seyachas, v'usha yoshev achoyte mechete lifnei Hashem. V'yizvada. What's the lifnei Hashem? Why? Since when is tshuva lifnei Hashem? The emes is that is our practice. Our every vidya that we do is a vidya that's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and we do vidya. The private vidui is either before or after Yilirotzei. The public vidui is for sure before Yilirotzei. So we vidui is planted in Shemoneh Esrei. In many of the sidurim, they have the middle Shema Keleinu. You have an option at the bottom of the page to do vidui. What's the thing in the middle of Shema Keleinu? Tshuva is a separate mitzvah. Right? I don't think the Rambam says Mis'atit b'tzitzis l'nei Hashem V'yagid krishma l'nei Hashem. But vidui is l'nei Hashem. Even that's not Labdkab in the Beis HaMikdash. Vidui is originally formally in Chumis B'nei HaMikdash. It's Labdavka. Meikar Adin, Tshuva is done any day of the year. There is, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rav held this was a Shitas Rambam also, there is a special mitzvah doing Tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rav used to say that Tshuva is the mitzvah Hayom of Yom Kippur. Every Yom Tov is a mitzvah Hayom. Sukkah, Lulav Esrog, Matzah, and Shofar. What's the mitzvah Hayom of Yom Kippur? You say Tshuva. And the Rambam has two or three rayas that there's a mitzvah doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rav Yehuda is before. Rav Yehuda says that's pshat lifnei Hashem to Torah. Lifnei Hashem. What the Rambam is apparently pointing out, and probably not in the context of Yom Kippur, is that the mitzvah of vidui is to be misvada mitvorov Bifnei Hashem. So, when are we Bifnei Hashem? During Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Because Halacha is, Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, that a person during Shemoneh Esrei is Mischaven, that he should be Oymed Bifnei HaMelech. So, when are we Oymed Bifnei HaMelech? More than any other time, Shemoneh Esrei. That's why, otherwise, it's very hard to understand. Why should Vidui be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Why shouldn't it be a separate mitzvah during Slichos? Vidui is disconnected with Shemoneh Esrei. You have a person can do vidui any day, but the Rambam was pointing out that when the Anshei Knesset Agdola said no vidui is in Shemoneh Esrei, so it means they understood that vidui is not a description of only being moitzi mifiv, but it's being moitzi l'klap in the Ribono Shel Olam. This is a chiddush, because the pashtus is that vidui is a tzos mifiv. The Rambam in Perek Beis does not say, this is one of the weaknesses of this approach. He doesn't say, Mitzurach l'sfadis v'dei amokin. And the emphasis is that we would paskin that one can do vidui anytime. Nevertheless, the pashtus is that vidui always begins with honor Hashem. Honor Hashem. The Rebbe has also an entry in, and he gave a part of a drush on why we begin with honor Hashem. Please, the Kodesh Baruch. If you're asking for a kapara, it makes sense to say please. But please, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to tell you that in Machoite. Please doesn't sound like the right thing. Honor Hashem. Chotosi avisi pashati lifanech avosisi kach v'kach v'nichamti u'boishti. So that would explain why Busha is expressed when the Rambam records the mitzvah vidui, but not expressed in the context of tshuva per se. Because Busha is always something that one is a feeling one has in relationship to another. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. And I'm embarrassed in front of somebody. If a person is embarrassed in a vacuum, it's really because in their minds they're seeing themselves in front of other people. So the idea of being a person can be disappointed in themselves. A person can be terribly disappointed. But l'chaim, the idea of being embarrassed by something or ashamed by something, that means that I see myself as not living up to somebody else's standards. I see myself as that somebody sees that. Right? Person sticks his hand in the stucco box and takes money out. So he does it, and he does it in the privacy. No one's looking around, and no cameras, and doesn't get caught. So he knows he's doing a wrong thing. He knows a ganav. But I don't know if he feels shame and embarrassment. If he gets caught, then he feels shame and embarrassment. So that's why it makes sense to Rambam to say busha does not belong in the original. Nechama, regret, yeah, that belongs in the original. That I feel disappointed, that I feel that I haven't lived up to the standards for myself, that I may feel that I have rendered part of my chiyus to be part of my potential has been compromised, 100%. But that I'm embarrassed, I have to see myself in front of, to see myself presenting myself. So, on Hashem, benichamti uboishti. Nechama, regret, it's a private thing, busha. And it could be that with that we can also explain the change of the order. Right? If I'm doing Yehuri Tshuva on my own, Maya Tshuva, Shiyazev Achoyte Chetoy V'yasumi Machshavtoy, that means I think deep, Yehuri Tshuva, that I've been successful in leaving the Chet, because the Rambam writes in the next Halach Kolam, Esvadim Midvarim, V'loy Gomar V'li Boil Azoiv, right? A person gets rachmanos if he's a moide v'oizev. But if he's a moide but not an oizev, he doesn't get to that level of rachmanos. So, maya tshuva, sheyazev achoyte chetoy, and he did an introspection. He figured out how he came to do this chait, and he unpacked all of the emotions that went into it. And then he has to drop the sheretz miyadai. He has to say, I'm not doing this again. And then, once he's dropped the chayif, so then he expresses or he thinks through the regret, and the Rambam has a pasuk. Acharei shuvi nichamti. Shaya says it does make sense to have charata after a person does tshuva. A person can have charata and not have the strength to drop the avera, and that's a toivel v'sheretz v'yadai, or if he has the strength to drop the Aveira, so the Rambam says, Achrei Shuvi Nichamti, then I can have real regret. when a person is talking to Ribbono Shalom and trying to work this out, so then he starts by saying, first thing he says is, I messed up. Chotasi avisi pashat. I've introspected. I see where I've gone wrong. I see sikach v'kach. Right? Hooray! Nichamti uboishti b'masai. So then, when one is presenting that to Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it makes sense to express the busha and the nechama right away. When I'm fessing up to somebody, so the natural presentation is, I messed up, I disappointed you, and I feel terrible about it. And I will try to make good and never do it again. That's the way we present ourselves. When a person is doing hirhuri tshuva on his own in the privacy of his own thoughts, so then he has to have, it only makes sense for him to do tshuva if he can resolve never to do it again. And once he resolves never to do it again, and then it makes sense for him to say, to process for himself the charota. Right? When I present myself to a person that I've disappointed, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it makes sense to express that disappointment right after I, and otherwise there's a certain ha'oza. Right? That's why on in Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons that we don't do Say Vidai is because, one is it undermines a sense of Malchus, but Vidai always carries with it a certain sense of that a compromised Malucha. So for me to say to somebody a terrible thing and not immediately come with a sense of busha, sense of harata, that means I'm hanging in there a little bit, and I know that I belittled you. Alright, I'll never do it again. And I feel bad that I did it. So the more effective presentation, or the one that shows a greater sense of remorse, is if the remorse is driven by the fact that I offended somebody. Masha'ena Kane, when I'm in the privacy of my own thoughts, so then the charata is only valid if I'm able to leave the chait. So in the privacy of my own thoughts, there the charata is something that is meaningful if I've left the chait. When I'm presenting to somebody else, the charata, the bush, is meaningful in the context of they feel bad that they feel that they offended somebody. So that could explain why the Rambam would switch the order. But a yoytze mikol zeh is that the idea that it would seem from Rambam that the vidui is the expression of the tshuva, and there are many of the, I think the Mabit says, that the vidui is hoitzah b'feh, because that is a greater commitment to the ma'aseh tshuva. I'm able to give an expression. But in Rambam l'chayra, the purpose of the vidui, what's the purpose of being moitzi b'svasav? What does hoitzah b'svasav do? Because Baruch Hu knows if my thoughts are genuine, so I have my machshavas. So why do I need to be moitzi b'svasav? Again, it could be al sachizuk. That's what the Mabit says. But what I would suggest is that the Rambam is mechadesh another idea. The Rambam is saying, what he says in the, and he says this also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, What mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of tshuva? What number? How do you call it? Mitzvah is b'nechasin of the Rambam. No. There you go. Say about mitzvahs. There you go. How's that? Rambam is Mitchasinach Shin Samach Dalid. Shin Samach Dalid. Rish Tesvav. Ein Gimel. Shitzivonu lezvar zachaton v'ban shechatonu v'fnei kiel yizala. V'loimer esom imad shuga. V'kavonos ishiyoimer ono Hashem. So in Rambam, the vidui is leads into a bakoshes mechilas, and in Mele it's part of our tefillas in the Ribono Shel Olam. That adds another dimension to the end of tshuva. The tshuva is stam tshuva b'yaziva sachet, and then either the mitzvah of tshuva that there or the opportunity of tshuva is that instead of just in addition to leaving the chet, there has to be hiruri tshuva. And then, in addition to that, there has to be a tzov b'svasa. And the Rambam's understanding is that the mitzvah tzov b'svasa is ki'ilu I'm bringing myself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that creates, that evokes another sort of revisiting of the chait, and that evokes a sense of busha. And a person has to be able to say that I was successful in distancing myself from the chayt. But the fact that it's part of the presentation, the Ribono Shel Olam, that is what makes it part of our tefillah. All right. Any horrors?
So tzav svasav is essentially us bringing it before Hashem, which then would add the element of busha.
Yeah.
Because Hashem would be the person that we're mispayish in front of.
Yeah, the being. I mean, from the Rambam, it would sound like that there is a kiyum mitzvah being misvadah b'svasav even shelo b'fnei hamogah, because he doesn't mention it in Perek Beis. In Perek Aleph, he mentions it. There are probably different levels of tshuva and vidui. Like we know the Rambam has a tshuva gemur, tshuva and tshuva gemur, so probably he's tshuva vidui and vidui of the amok. But the highest level of vidui is the amok. Even in the morning when we say vidui, whenever we say vidui, even during slichos, when it is not in the context of tefillah, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tovei lefanecha tefillaseinu al tes'ala mitchinaseinu. Shein onu azayfonim loy melefanecha. Right. Nachman is saying, so even in the slichos, when we do, it's not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the emes is that slichos is in the context of a tefillah because at the very end we see the skava. So slichos are also formulated as a maimed lifnei Hashem. But the nusach that we use is always tovi lifanecha tefillaseinu v'al tazam tchinaseinu she'ein onu ezifanu she'er. So what's tovi lifanecha tefillaseinu? So either it means that our tshuva, that our averus get in the way of our kabbalah satfilah, and we ask Hashem Baruch Hu that through the tshuva there should be kabbalah satfilah, and that concept is supported by the idea of opening up all of the bakosha of the Shemoneh Esrei Hashiveinu. Or it means tovi lefanecha tefillaseinu, that this vidi is a tefillah. She'enonu zeifanu she'er lefanecha. Because we're not saying to you that we are free of chayim. We have chatzon we have to discuss. So I think that's the Rambam does discuss this in part in the context of on Hashem chatosi chatan mazeh in the by the video of the kohen of Beis Hamikdash. But I think that we can build on that to see this as part of the mitzvah of Yedei Olam. Yeah.
Would we be able to, I don't know if this necessarily makes a lot of sense, but would we be able to further it a little bit, saying that if we go along the Mahalach, that that being mostly the Sfasa of the Vidoy brings out a sense of Busha, that we could kind of connect that a little bit to that aspect of the Vidoy is channeled on like the Charata aspect, because we know in general, if we make a Kabbalah, let's say we just make a Kabbalah Belave, and then act on it without actually verbalizing anything. Let's say we make a chazaka on it, then we would still need to do a taras medarim if that's like a good thing that we take upon ourselves. So that this aspect of like motzi v'sfasa wouldn't necessarily make as much sense if it was on the Kabbalah aspect of the tshuva, but rather on the charata aspect of the
tshuva. Interesting.
The Rambam's like trying to say like a Kabbalah you can do belave, but charata, you know, we need more than just charata belave.
I think that even though we learned the sugya that it was machoik senam about whether it is a worthy thing to do to make kabbalas, which is where your question is coming from, and even the Tanoma held that it was worthy to make kabbalas. That was in where there was a no risk. That was by an Andov, not a Neder. But it would seem to me that in the context of tshuva, the kabbalah is necessary. That this would not come under the rubric of the question of whether kabbalah is in the dorm. Nedarim, when it's a hisafa onto a mitzvah, are making kabbalas that are additions to what is required of me. So those are discouraged, except for in the circumstances where Rabbi Yehuda says he's got the animal sitting right there. So it's very hard for it to go wrong. And if the animal dies, he's poter, because it's in the dova. Or in a situation where, as the Rambam writes, that a person knows the tchunas hanefesh, and he knows exactly how to be mesaken the tchunas hanefesh, so then it's worthwhile. But I think when it comes to tshuva, so the kabbalah yosin is an essential part. I don't think it comes under the category of tovashir lotida. I think that that's one of the meanings of kol nidre. One of the is that we come through Ribbono Shel Olam and we say we because kol nidre is a hard moment to wrap your mind around. Why am I opening up my Yom Kippur with this? How did Kol Nidre become such an awe-inspiring moment for so many generations, when it sounds like an almost ineffective proclamation? Sounds like something you do 5 minutes before Maariv. You turn to your neighbor and make a Kol Nidre. So the Pashtus is, it became very, very significant because in the Zohar, Kol Nidre is a tefillah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should unravel any gezar din that he made by Rosh Hashanah. So we're saying the Baruch Hashem Kol Nidre, it's a veiled wave of a bakasha. But it also could be, occurred to me, it could be that when we come to Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom Kippur, so we come with a lot of baggage of tshuva and vida, which was successful in part, but not as successful as we wanted it to be. So we express our inabilities to stay the course by saying there could have been many nedarim that we took, and we didn't stay the course because we're weak-kneed. These things often don't work out, and we ask Hashem Baruch Hu to keep that in mind. But I've often thought that is a veiled way of coming to Hashem Baruch Hu and saying a lot of our vida and shuv in the past didn't make it. But in terms of the essential issue you're raising, l'niz daiti, the kabbalah li'osid is an essential part of the mitzvah of tshuva. Right, now, this is a very important nekuda. The numerous svarim, one of them points out that tshuva is unique for Klal Yisrael. Ram has it in several places. Even though, at first glance, tshuva is part of any system. In other words, basic tshuva, a ben noyach who was over a mitzvah ben noyach, so we would expect him to do tshuva. That means drop the chait, stop doing the chait. The process that we have of not just dropping the chait, not just starting to do the mitzvah, that should be tshuva. It changed. I did a 180. I'm now doing the mitzvah. I now stop. So the Baruch Shem's chinish is that that's not tshuva. That is a part of tshuva. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to actually erase the impact, the consequences of a previous act, which is unnatural. Every act would have normal consequences. Because Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to change. That is a restructuring. That's what the Rambam writes is one of the chidushim. I don't know if the Rambam writes this explicitly, but it's hinted to it. Yet Pshuta points this out, that it's a, that tshuva is a restructuring of the normal course of time. Because every action has a consequence. If every action wouldn't have a consequence, then actions would not be so significant in our world. Latov as well. So tshuva gives us the opportunity to unhinge a natural consequence or a consequence that Kadosh Baruch Hu put in place from a previous masa. So that part of tshuva has to be something more than just leaving the chet. That has to be a kabbal yosef. That has to be vidur. That has to be a chomer busha. Certainly, if you talk about that shgogos nasis kemitzvah, sedonis nasis kshgogos, that has to be a process. That's the chiddush of the mitzvah of tshuva. The one of the big innovations that Hashem Baruch Hu introduced when he introduced tshuva into Targum Mitzvahs. Okay. So Rosh Hashem will continue on Sunday, Rosh Hashem.